Hello, this is Samira Haynes-Khan on the Wealth and Hellbeing Show, and this week we're looking at decluttering. My first guest, Amanda Manson, is from Orderly Office and Home, and her website, orderlyofficeandhome.co.uk, does describe actually a lot of the stuff she gets up to, from reorganising paperwork to house moves. Amanda, are these clients naturally disorganised? Because my concern is they might revert back to the old ways when you leave. So how do you teach them to remain tidy?
Well, really, it's a case of people have come to a point where they need to make a change. What we try and do, it's not always a case of getting them to remain tidy. It's getting them to have a system that will work for them. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if it's business receipts or general household receipts and paperwork, rather than asking somebody to file them away immediately there and then or put them into a paper file, some people prefer to use a biscuit jar, for instance, or an empty shoebox. So it's very much finding out about how that person works and lives and is actually going to utilise the space that we're organising. Because mm-hmm. What will suit one person won't suit another. But as far as being naturally disorganised, not necessarily the case. In some cases, yes. In other cases, it's just that they need some additional help at a particular time to get them to achieve whatever it is they're trying to get to.
Okay. What's the most unusual job you've undertaken?
Oh, gosh.
Are you allowed to say?
Well, I've had quite a few interesting clients. But as far as the items that I've been decluttering, I think one of the most enjoyable sessions, actually, and quite fun things, I never thought I'd be sat there doing it, but we were decluttering Barbies. So trying to match up various heads and limbs and torsos from lots of Barbies, so that was interesting. I've done makeup and wigs for a performer, lots of Tusha class and various makeup there, and another lady who was a bit of a present buyer, lots of presents and cards bought for people which never actually made it out of the house due to a busy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And over time they'd built up over a period of years, in fact. So that was quite an interesting find.
Okay. I was saying in my introduction that I remember when we used to spring clean and mm-hmm. clean the house top to bottom. Is there a busy time of year for your business for decluttering, or is it all throughout the year?
To be honest, it tends to be throughout the whole year. I have had a couple of clients who have said, oh, I need a pre-Christmas clear out and I want to get stuff sorted before Christmas, and that's fine. Other people, you know, new year, new start, want to get on with it in January. Some people like to spring clean, as you've said. But to be honest, it can be any time of the year. For instance, I've had people moving house or needing renovation work to be done on their property. And that is obviously at any time of the year. So if they've got a date to work to, then, you know, it just comes up as and when.
Okay. I mean, some people might feel a bit embarrassed having someone come into their home and help them declutter. So do you have any simple tips for our listeners that they could themselves do?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing really is, if you want to clear a particular space or corner or cupboard, is really to focus on your goal, your outcome. What do you want to achieve from your session doing your decluttering? And I would say, don't spend a whole day trying to declutter a room, because it will drive you nuts. It will tire you out. You'll get halfway through and think, oh, I've had enough, I'm going to leave it. So I would say try and work in short bursts, 15, 30 minutes. Set aside that sort of time each day to tackle the space that you want to declutter. And really, when you're looking at each item, think, you know, do I use it? Do I need it? Do I love it? And if the answer to all of those is no, then you really have to question why you're keeping hold of something.
Now, you are a member of the Association of Professional Declutterers and Organisers. What can clients expect from you as a member of that association?
Well, there's about 100 members across the UK, and all of the members are committed to bringing order to life. We all adhere to the Code of Ethics, which, you know, obviously, we keep our client information confidential. We ensure that if we're not the best placed person to deal with a particular client, that we can refer them to another member. And obviously, we talk about our fees and expenses in a clear and open way. The whole the reason it was set up was to give some sort of support to the people in the industry, most of whom have come from some sort of organising background, and so that we can share best practice ideas amongst ourselves.
Right. Well, it's a fascinating business. Thank you so much, Amanda, for joining me today. I'm hoping the listeners feel more motivated to get rid of that clutter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.